The Earth's magnetic field got a gigantic jolt today. A storm on the sun yesterday created a powerful wave of charged particles. That magnetic pulse headed our way at a speed of more than 4 million miles per hour. And it hit the Earth's magnetic field at about 1:30 this morning Eastern Time. Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine joins us now to talk about what all this means. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Melissa.
There's a great name attached to all this. It's called coronal mass ejection. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. The corona is the sun's atmosphere, and this ejection is a billion tons of matter, superheated gas, ions and electrons that are literally exploded out of the sun's atmosphere. And in this case, the Earth was directly in line with it. It happens pretty frequently. It's not a rare event, but this happened to be a particularly strong one, and we happen to be right in the way.
Well, scientists like to rate these geomagnetic storms. How powerful is this one?
On a scale of 1 to 5, it rates right up there at 5. It's as high as their scale gets. And it had the potential, though fortunately we dodged that bullet, to create a widespread electromagnetic problems with our power grid, with lots of different satellites. Most of the storm has passed us now, and the only real damage to report is a Japanese communication satellite that may have been knocked out. But for the rest of us, we're pretty much set.
There was some concern that people on commercial jets at high latitudes could be subjected to high radiation exposure from this. And apparently at least one airline, Continental, was actually trying to reroute flights or fly at a lower altitude. Is that a real legitimate worry?
Right. These geomagnetic storms tend to concentrate over the poles where the magnetic field kind of comes together. And for the over-the-pole flights, there was the potential, and still is, I guess, for a dose of radiation equivalent to, maybe 10 x-rays. Now, the storm is abating, so the airlines are probably rethinking that. As I said, it's the bulk of the storm has passed us now, so we're kind of in the clear. There are still going to be auroras, and they're happening right now worldwide where it's dark. That's sort of the vestige of this storm that pleases the eye and reminds us that the sun is still a cantankerous beast from now and again.
I guess this is a great thing for sky watchers. I've been looking at some pictures on the web, and there are some great ones. And I love this description from a woman in Wasilla, Alaska. This is what she saw. She said, "It was just like a huge green glow across most of the sky. They danced for a while, but after that it was one big green blanket with a good bit of red woven in."
I wish I could be that poetic in explaining why that happens. When this solar blast hits our magnetic bubble called the magnetosphere, it agitates things and sends a cascade of electrons into our upper atmosphere. And just like a fluorescent bulb, it causes the oxygen and nitrogen atoms up there to glow. And the color indicates what atoms are being affected and how energetically they're being bombarded. So these colorful auroras are literally the Earth's atmosphere under attack.
Now, will this last for a while? I mean, can you still go out tonight and see some great northern lights?
You know, the funny thing is that although the storm has gone past for the most part, the magnetic field out in interplanetary space has shifted, kind of like leaving the door open. And so even though the storm is weak right now, the aurora should be really vigorous. And when that happens, auroras can come all the way down from Canada, be visible here throughout the United States, and maybe even down into the south like Texas.
Sounds great. Kelly Beatty, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Melissa. Thanks.
Kelly Beatty is executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And this is sound of the radio burst produced by the solar flare, detected by the Cassini space probe.